Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The call colors are now coming very profusely through the sky. They're the circular blue lights that always appear in preparation for Our Lady coming to the sky. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is becoming very lighted. It's going into a very deep blue coloring, but all about it, there is a circular pattern of light now opening up, host-like in shape and formation. I cannot explain in human words the dimension of the light or the translucency of it. It is absolutely magnificent. There is a glass-like slivery particles coming forward now. They seem to be cascading from the light. Our Lady is coming through the center of the light, and these crystalline, I realize they're the graces Our Lady has often spoken of being dispersed among the peoples. They're falling now earthward. They appear to be tiny crystalline slivers of graces, glass-like in appearance to the human eye. Our Lady is dressed in a beautiful flowing white gown. About her waist there is a deep blue sash. The sash is much darker than I have seen her wear before. Our Lady's rosary is caught onto the sash and hanging about her waist on her right side. The sash is quite long, falling almost to Our Lady's feet. Our Lady has on a beautiful mantle. The mantle is a very clear, sharp white, and all about the border of the mantle there is a golden outline, approximately, I would say, about an inch wide of spun gold, outlining the whole outside edge nearest Our Lady of the mantle. Our Lady is looking about her now. She's smiling in a very pensive, quiet, but sad smile. Now Our Lady is taking the rosary from about her waist like this and making the sign of the cross with her rosary like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now behind Our Lady I can see a great gathering of angels. They're dressed in all different colors of the rainbow. Oh, they are so beautiful. They're coming forward now. I don't know where they appeared from. I hadn't noticed them as the light was so brilliant coming from Our Lady. I couldn't see beyond the light. But now, as Our Lady has come closer above her statue, I can see the gathering of the beautiful angels. They're dressed in pastel colors, yellows, pale blues, pale pinks, lavender, and a coloring mixture that I have never seen upon earth. Just so beautiful. Their gowns also reach down past their feet, if they have feet. I have never seen any feet upon the angels, neither have I seen their hands. They seem to be encased all in this gown that is loosely hanging from their shoulders down completely to where their feet would be. Now they are grouping in a circular pattern about Our Lady. Our Lady is looking about her. She is kissing the crucifix of a beautiful rosary, the rosary that is so large and having the gold Our Fathers and the beautiful white Hail Marys that have the colors of the rainbow cascading from them as Our Lady is fingering the rosary. Now Our Lady is turning to her right and raising the crucifix again and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is turning to her left, our right side, and going across the sky. She's moving quite swiftly. She doesn't walk. Our Lady is carried by the wind. She seems to be weightless. Now, Our Lady is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is turning to her right. I can see Michael appearing now from a distance, though he is coming in closer. He's directly behind the other angels. Oh, he's covering the whole sky. Michael is Our Lady's direct protection as well as the guardian of the faith. Our Lady now has reached over the center of the sky, and now she is placing her rosary about her waist like this so that it hangs down from her waist. And Our Lady now is wringing her hands together like this in prayer. My child, we will commence with a prayer, an act of contrition, to plead with the Eternal Father for an extension of the coming punishment. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary, and she's placing it in her right hand, and from her belting, she is bringing forth a very, very large scapula. I give you, my children of the world, your protection. I give you the sacramentals that are necessary for your protection in the days ahead. The rosary of prayer, beads of prayer to heaven, pearls of prayer to heaven, the scapula of faith to be worn constantly and never removed from your earthly body. I give you anew the commandments of your God, as given from the beginning of time from the eternal Father in heaven through his instruments, his holy instruments upon earth. These commandments cannot be changed, neither can they be subtracted from nor added to. They must be followed precisely, for if you break one commandment, you break them all in the eyes of your God, and restitution must be made for these offenses of disobedience to the eternal Father in heaven. These commandments were given to you to keep you safe from the assaults of Lucifer, who seeks to break all of the commandments of your God. My children upon earth, you are complete descendants from the eternal Father. You descended from the first created beings upon earth, known to you as Adam and Eve. As such, you have been created in the image of your God, and as such, you must go forth upon earth in your lifetime, being a credit to the eternal Father. It brings great sorrow to my heart and the heart of my Son in the eternal Father and the spirit of light that is being diminished in the hearts of many. It brings me great sorrow to know, as I watch my children upon earth proceeding farther into the darkness created by sin. Sin is insanity. It shall be recognized among you as you see and recognize the signs of your times. The time of great tribulation is approaching. Your leaders of the United States of America and many leaders throughout the world are seeking to stop the Holocaust that will come upon mankind. This decision will be not in the will of man, but be in the will of the eternal Father. As you sow, so shall ye reap. Oh, my children, this great occasion is marked by sorrow to me, an occasion of my being with you upon earth in your locale for 9 long upon earth, long, arduous years of searching in the darkness for souls. I have been, my children, many times upon earth in various nations throughout the world, some gone by unnoticed and others acclaimed. However, the time is growing short. There will be few and fewer voice boxes to call out the message from heaven as the great destruction is set upon mankind. Your nation, my children, the United States of America, and many nations of the world have doomed themselves because they have rejected the foundation of the world's faith in the Eternal Father. There are many false prophets now going throughout the world. They come to you as angels of light, but they are distorting the book of life, the Bible. They are reprinting it to suit their own ideas, ideologies, and a newfound theology. You must not accept these modernistic printings, for they do not carry the truth nor the true word of God. Your children must be protected from the evils that abound in your school systems, in your country, and most nations throughout the world. They are being taught immorality, and they lost a faith in the supernatural and a knowledge of their God. All manner of heresy has been indoctrinated into their youthful minds. It is a diabolical plan of Lucifer. I warned you time and time again that Lucifer is now walking upon earth. He is in darkness, wherever darkness be. He will enter into the body of any man, woman, or child who has fallen out of grace and into sin. As such, will you find roaming your world agents of hell, dead souls in human bodies. Recognize the faces of evil upon you. My children, when I asked you to make a fortress of your homes to protect your families, I did not ask you to flee and run away from your abode. I ask you to remain there. My children, understand my words. The Eternal Father has allowed me, as a mediatrix between God and man, to set up an army from heaven in various places throughout the world. Many of you who hear my voice now know that you had already been marked with the cross to represent your area in sending out the message from heaven. I have given no direction for anyone to leave their immediate area or states. And I say this unto you as your mother. It was for your protection that I asked you to remain firm in the areas allotted for you. As missionaries for the word, I did not give you, my child, centers, but these centers were there in heaven's plan. In the most desperate areas of need, we need true and dedicated disciples of my son. For he who flees his post to save his body shall lose it. My child and my children, in these times of dire need for spiritual light, you must not exercise any decision through your own human frailties of mind. Prayer has one step to knowledge, but in the mission from heaven, prayer cannot be enough. You must pray and wait with patience for a direct sign from heaven. We have great dependence on all disciples chosen in these latter days by the Eternal Father. None of you who have accepted this mission have come by accident, for you have been chosen from the multitudes. I have gathered our children from coast to coast, from land to land, and as the war rages farther and farther and accelerates in evil, you will understand that there is an immense army from heaven now upon earth. We have a desperate need for true and loyal disciples. The message from heaven must reach every corner of the earth before the end of the era. My children, you must make it known that there is life after death. You must find a means to write off the word called death, for it is inappropriate when given in mentioning your going over the veil. There is no death, but the death of a fallen soul who is lost forever. When your body dies, your spirit, your soul, remains living with full consciousness. I have told you this before, and I repeat it for a reason. There is no death over the veil. There is judgment, and this judgment cannot be understood in the minds of man. For the Eternal Father is all-knowing. Therefore, we ask you not to judge your brothers or sisters upon earth, but give them a good example. Try to teach them the truth of the Book of Knowledge, the Bible. There are many false prophets, but they become taken in a web of deceit because of their lack of knowledge of the Bible. There are trained theologians in my son's house. Many years of study must be made. Therefore, those who do not make an extensive study of the Bible have no right to set themselves up as prophets or to set themselves up as teachers of others. Hence go throughout your world false prophets bringing all manner of heresy. My child and my children, charity must be exercised at all times, but this charity does not mean that you must compromise the faith or the doctrines of my son's church. You will all pray for your Holy Father in Rome, Pope John Paul II. There is a devious and diabolical force now trying to tear asunder my son's church. The laity must now go forward and save my son's church. I am with you as your mother. I will guide you through this battle. The final victory will be with my son. But you will go forward in this battle of the spirits. It is your test of perseverance, sanctity, valor. And if you succeed in passing through this crisis without discarding your faith, as in test many may or will, you will then receive a well-earned and deserved crown in heaven. Pray for your clergy. Obedience has been distorted now to make them servants of those who are not true rulers. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes. A family that prays together will stay together. Without God in your home, there will be separation and discord. A home in this fight with Lucifer cannot survive without prayer and dedication to your God. Many homes shall be torn asunder by the fall of the children. Parents shall shed tears of anguish. Therefore, prevent this now while your children are at a young age. Give them a firm foundation of their faith. Be not afraid to speak out against heresy and abominations, even if you have to do this against your clergy. For many now have fallen in with the modernists, the socialists, the communists, and some the Satanists. Therefore, my children, I make known to you the crisis that lies ahead. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the world. Promote the reading of your Bible. Institute this in many of your churches. Knowledge is power. To fight the false prophets now roaming your world, you must have knowledge and a firm foundation of faith. Satan can also quote scriptures. So, my children, you must read the scriptures. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Be not concerned, my children, of where you will live or what you will eat, for you shall not be cast aside. Heaven watches over you and will provide for your needs. The sky all about the trees is becoming a deep pink in color. It's there, the pink seems to radiate from beyond the trees, almost sending out like radiating points of pink coloring. It's very difficult to describe in words. The coloring is coming through the sky from high, very high over Our Lady statue. Oh, now the sky is becoming a very pale blue, and the blue is fading, and the sky now is clear, all white, and there's a tremendous light now forming all about the sky, and the light is extending far over our heads now, a circular light, just beautiful, as though the whole area now is marked out by a round circular light. Now, far in the distance, I can see Jesus coming forward. He seems to be traveling from quite a distance, because I have to watch now as he's coming forward. Now he's coming in much faster. He's floating. There's no way to explain it. It's wonderful to watch the way Jesus just floats as though he's weightless. Now he's coming down, and he's heading over towards Our Lady's statue. And he's now high in the sky, but directly now over Our Lady's statue. Jesus is looking all about him. It's very windy because his hair is blowing from his shoulders. He has on a burgundy red cape, and he has these sandals. They look like they're made of skin. I can't see around his, in the back of his foot, but the strap goes about his ankle, and there's one strap. It's tied on like cord that goes forward to his toes. Now Jesus is shifting his cape, and I can see he has on an écru-colored gown. It's very coarse looking. It's not a smooth material. And he has a belting that looks like it might be a form of hemp around his waist. Now Jesus is looking over to his right, and he's smiling. He has very brilliant eyes. His eyes are very piercing. I can't explain it. The coloring, I can see Jesus very clearly now. The coloring of his eyes appear to be a pale blue, a very light blue-gray. He's smiling and nodding his head. Yes, they are blue-gray. Oh, now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, with his fingers extended, the two fingers and the thumb, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming forward. She was standing over, I just noticed, on the right side, on Jesus' left side, the right side of the tree, over beyond the statue, the first tree. Now Our Lady is coming across the sky, and she's moving over. Jesus is smiling and nodding, and she's standing now at Jesus' right shoulder. And the angels are gathering now. I didn't see them coming through the sky. They're gathering all about Our Lady and Jesus. Now Jesus is nodding. He's taking his first finger and placing it to his lips. My child and my children, I do not intend to start a long discourse to enlarge upon my mother's direction. Needless to repeat the warnings given in the past years of my mother's appearing upon your earth must be acted upon now. I command you, as your God, to change your life for the better by rejecting all form of deviation and sin. The Eternal Father can no longer tolerate or wait for your repentance. There will be set upon your world a great trial. All who have rejected the message from heaven shall suffer, and many will be lost. Because of the arrogance and pride of my clergy, many of our sheep, our children, are lost to the kingdom of heaven. Many martyrs are destined for the abyss. Heresy and apostasy abounds upon earth. My child, repeat the full story. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fire that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few, so work and pray and try to do the mission that's given in the light until that sad day when all becomes night. My child and my children, do not waste valuable time speculating on dates or the methods of the Eternal Father, but be prepared at all times, for the first great trial is coming upon you, and it will come when you least expect it. Do not become prideful in this knowledge, my children. For those who are given much, much, far much is expected of them. It truly rains teardrops from heaven. The message from heaven will be given to all mankind. Convert the unbeliever. Do not compromise the faith, but convert the unbeliever. Do not be joined unevenly. Do not be unevenly yoked with unbelievers and heretics. For one bad apple may destroy the crate. My child and my children, keep your sacramentals, your monuments, your statues. Already the false prophets set out to desecrate the sacramentals and to remove them from you. As in any army, you seek, the enemy will seek to set up a defense by removing your gods. G-U-A-R-D-S, my child, so that they who seek to misinterpret the message from heaven will not misunderstand. Your gods are your sacramentals. Your armor. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. Be a good example for those in your parish church. I ask you not to abandon my church, but to stay and fight. We ask not for physical force, but for prayer and example. You cannot condone what is wrong, but you must act to correct it. Prayer is one of the greatest weapons now for mankind to use against the forces of darkness that cover now and enshroud the whole world. Man of science was ever seeking, but never coming to the truth. Man of science seeks to find other beings beyond the earth, but he will find nothing, for there exists no life beyond the earth. These theories of extraterrestrial life, these theories have been developed by Lucifer, even unto the false miracles of the end days, which you know as UFOs. They are from hell, transports of hell, supernatural transports. They are to deceive and confound the populace. I repeat, they are of supernatural origin. There is no life beyond earth, only the life given by the Eternal Father as a gift to mankind. Eternal life after the death of the body in the kingdom of heaven. My child and my children, you must stress the reading of your Bible. Sit down nightly with your children and teach them. Read the scriptures. You cannot allow them to go out of your homes without this knowledge, or they will lose their faith. Your sacramentals will be retained. You will understand their value very shortly, my children. I ask you all to do great acts of penance. The Eternal Father holds the balance now. There will be a great trial set upon mankind. Pay a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Now Jesus is looking about him, and he's extending his hand out like this, with the two fingers and the thumb forward like this, and making the sign of a cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. Remember, my children, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, three persons but the same God, three persons in one God. Now Michael is coming forward. He has in his hand a huge golden chalice. You will kneel, my child. Thank you. For you must eat of his body and drink of his blood. The tabernacles of the world must not be closed. The great war will destroy many of the churches, but they will be reconstructed with great valor and vigor and faith. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon. I, Michael, guardian of the faith, guardian of the Most High Heaven, ask that men do penance at this hour for a great trial will come upon mankind and many shall die. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice. You will listen all to the Queen of Heaven, or you shall perish.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.